Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I was not surprised. You're a very forward-thinking young man. Pleased to hear that I think you are where I am when it comes to the Browns quarterback situation.
Yeah, I want to know why Joe Flacco is still the starting quarterback for the Browns.
He's tall.
I mean, the whole idea behind Joe Flacco,
so
Nick,
no, you just went right by the one.
No.
He's a nice guy.
There you go.
He's a Pisces.
Have we already resorted to that? The whole just compliment the guy and talk about how nice he is and what a good dude he is.
Oh, yeah. No, we're definitely there.
To mask the fact that he can't play anymore.
Yes.
Because that's what we do with coaches all the time. Oh, man. Mike Brown. What a nice guy.
Keeps getting jobs,
family
though.
Family man.
Yeah.
But you got to a point where you're like, not the best X's and O's guy. Not the best tactics. Hey, J.B. Bickerstaff. Great guy. Great guy, a little fiery.
Can't really hear his voice a lot. He just kind of shouts it out there.
But, I mean, Joe Flacco, the whole idea behind him, Nick, was that you were going to get professional, competent, steady quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wasn't going to be great, but you were going to get competent quarterback play that could help support a defense that was going to be one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
At least it would look like he knew what he was doing out there. At least the offense could function properly. At least the ball could move down the field on occasion. But if you're not getting that from him, why are you staying with him?
I don't think it's just about Joe. I think there's what he's being asked to do and that's counterintuitive to him. But something has to break. You either have to let Joe Flacco be Joe Flacco. So I'm not watching him in real time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not counting down the milliseconds on him seeing an open receiver and going, I'm going to throw to this running back in the flat here.
Right.
When you see that multiple times a quarter, when you're seeing a player that's been in the NFL for 15 years, he's a grown man. He might have grandchildren for all I know. When you're seeing him overthink it, that you either need to remove the impediment to his thought or you need to remove the player.
Yeah.
And almost protect the player from whatever war he's waging on himself.
There was also this whole idea of, well, Joe Flacco gives you the best chance to win.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. How are you going to sit here and say that somebody who is playing quarterback is bad as anybody in the NFL?
Yeah.
You know, throw out some of these guys that have struggled at the beginning of the season for certain teams, right? You can say Cam Ward for the Tennessee Titans. You can say Michael Penix Jr., for the Atlanta Falcons. You can say C.J. Stroud. Whoever it is that is playing poorly at quarterback, that's the conversation that Joe Flacco is in. He has been as bad as anybody in the NFL through the first three games.
And here's what kills me. Why can't the Browns see that?
I don't know.
If you can see it and I can see it, and by the way, you don't need to watch tape on it. Just watch the game feed. It becomes more apparent. If you watch the coach's film, it becomes shockingly apparent. And again, it's not that Joe is the worst quarterback. There are things around him that are making him worse.
Sure.
But the point is, the things that he's doing are exacerbating the issues on offense. So the Browns either don't see it, big concern, or do see it and are allowing it to happen. And
also
I think that
concern
might be the bigger concern.
Yeah.
Like when you, again, like Kevin is right-minded to say, hey, don't turn the ball over. But when you've drilled it into a player's head so much, somebody
but he's
who's
still doing that.
Yes. Without the explosive plays.
Yeah.
So he's turning down the explosive plays in lieu of, well, that might be a bad thing. So I'm going to check down, or I'm going to check out of a play on 3rd and 7 to a run to Dylan Sampson behind an offensive line that just lost your right tackle to a knee injury. Now we have KT Leviston, who's been here for 5 minutes off the. That's what Joe checked into. All of, in this, listen, it's not all his fault. It isn't. But the things that he's doing, as I've said, are exacerbating it. And we'll go to the three things Dylan's supposed to do. And again, I'm not, this is, to me, it's about Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Dylan Gabriel honk.
No, you're not.
I
you're the opposite of that.
Yes. It would not upset me if somebody called me a hater. But here are the three things he's supposed to do. He's supposed to read the field quickly, which means he can get the ball out quickly.
That's right.
That's going to help offset the offensive line issues. Yep. He's more mobile, so that's going to help offset the offensive line issues, and he doesn't throw turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the fourth one. This offense is fit for him. Everything you're trying to do are the things he's doing, and they're not what Joe has been historically good at, where Joe needs to cook a little bit. He needs to break a couple eggs to make a couple omelets.
Well, here's the other thing, Nick. I think part of the reason why the Browns drafted him in the third round, for however he was rated, they saw something in Dylan Gabriel. And we can sit here and we can say, well, they don't know how to evaluate quarterbacks. Fair. And that might turn out to be the case. But this organization saw something in Dylan Gabriel. So we have to try and figure out, okay, what is it that they saw in him? I think one of the things they liked about him is his maturity, his readiness. He's 24 years old.
Yep.
He spent so much time playing quarterback in college football. Like, he was in college longer than some doctors, playing quarterback at the highest level and putting up numbers. So this whole idea that he might not be ready. Yeah, maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. How many guys are ready when you throw him in there? It's a select few. Do you think Brock Purdy was ready when he took over a great team in San Francisco and a bunch of injuries happened? So sometimes these guys get opportunities because the other guys get injured and they aren't ready and they're thrust in there because that's their job. That's what a backup you're called on when a team needs you for whatever reason. And you have to go whether you're ready or not. And sometimes it is injury, but sometimes it's ineffectiveness. And if New York can look at their situation and say, Russell Wilson stinks. Yep. What happened against Dallas was a mirage. He's not helping us. He's not making the receivers better. He's not making the running game better. He's not making the offensive line better. He is costing us games with the way that he's playing quarterback. If the New York Giants can look at it and say, we would be better off with somebody else, in this case, Jackson Dart. I don't know why the Browns can't look at it and say, Joe Flacco has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL through the first 3 weeks. We drafted this guy with a top 100 pick. We like certain aspects about him, including his maturity and maybe his playing readiness. Let's make the switch.
I also think that too many people have fallen back on the cliche that the only reason you go to whether it's a first-round quarterback, second-round quarterback, third-round quarterback, is his readiness.
The situation has to be perfect for him to go in there?
Or we've got to evaluate him. And it's like, no, there is the other avenue. Everyone's focused on, well, we're not in evaluation mode yet. No, the other way is, and this is where the Giants are. You're so good to point that out. The Giants need a spark.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter who the backup quarterback is. If your starter isn't giving you that spark, or if they're exacerbating your problems on offense, that's the other reason you go to Dylan Gabriel. And it's such a over explanation of, well, but we're not ready to evaluate. No. You go to Dylan because you think he might be able to do the things to win games, because everybody else, let's say almost everybody else, is doing the things to win the game. And your quarterback right now is doing things that lose you games. And that's the one thing I think Dylan might be able to not do is lose you games.
Think about this, Nick. I know that playing quarterback in the NFL is one of the toughest things to do. Well, I don't know it, but I've read that.
You've read it
enough.
And
I've heard that from enough smart people.
Yeah. Yes.
So I know that playing quarterback is not equivalent to playing defensive tackle or linebacker or whatever the case may be. But if you have these other rookies that are starring for you on the defensive side, it is possible that your rookie quarterback can have a similar type impact for you on offense. Like, nobody's sitting here saying, well, too early for Carson Schwechinger.
Yeah.
Too early. Can't give him that responsibility.
Yep.
Can't put him out there. Mason Graham, too early. He's a rookie. He can't possibly thrive. No. Mason Graham has been great. Carson Schwechinger has been great. Quinshon Judkins has provided something to this running game. And by the way, folks, they're rookies.
Yeah.
Rookies can play sometimes. And maybe Dylan Gabriel is somebody who can play. Bo Nix played as a rookie, and he helped the Denver Broncos, and he played well for them offensively. We don't need Dylan Gabriel to go out there. The Browns don't need Dylan Gabriel to go out there and be Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen. The bar is incredibly low because Joe Flacco has set it that low based on his play.
The word's functional.
Yes.
You need competent. A functional offense right now, and they're not functional. And quite frankly, and again, I like Joe. Have I mentioned I like Joe? I think he's a great human being. And by the way, I don't think that Joe is so washed he can't have any success. But with Dylan, if Dylan's bad this week, 5 weeks from now, I expect Dylan to be better. Wherever he starts, 5 weeks later, I expect there to be better. Because the more you play as a young player, there is growth. As long as you're having some functional success, you should expect growth. There's no growth. As a matter of fact, Joe has regressed. Week one, he was the offense, and he was quite functional. And then he was dysfunctional in week two, and he was a paralytic in week three.
Man.
Like, he was paralyzed in the pocket to make anything, and all of his flaws are being drawn out now. I don't know how that gets better when the context around him, the offensive line isn't getting better. The pass catchers aren't getting better. The only thing that I think will get better is the run game, because I think Quinshon is finally hitting a stride. But even then, like, that can only do so much if Joe can't move or if Joe is paralyzed by, I can't turn this ball over, so I'm overthinking everything.
If I were to tell you, not knowing anything else about the situation or the circumstances, but if I were to tell you that a team's offense generated 16 points, essentially 10 the next week, then 6 the following week, because I'm not giving the touchdown to the Browns offense.
That was a defense.
That was the defense setting them up at the 3-yard line. Like, if the Packers would have punted, does anybody out there think that Joe Flacco-led offense was going to drive 75 yards downfield for the score? No. So it was essentially 6 points. 16, 10, and 6. Not knowing anything else, you would be saying to yourself, what? Time to make a quarterback change.
Yeah.
Who else can we go to? What can we do that will make it be different? Fire the play caller?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a bunch of different things.
We did that one, yeah.
Right? Like, there are a bunch of different things that you would think, but mixed in that equation would also be, well, make a quarterback change.
Chris thinks that Dylan Gabriel should start. I agree with him. As a matter of fact, I haven't had anybody on the show this week that didn't agree. Why can't the Browns see what not just we can see, but you can see? We'll ask that of Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. To talk all those things, the Browns quarterback position, and more, we head out of the Fan hotline. She joins us every single Wednesday at 3:20. The always great Ashley Bastock joins us right now of Cleveland.com. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right here. Fedor, would you like to answer?
Yes.
Any unhinged conversations before I got on today?
Not this time. No. We're pretty mellow today without JP.
All right. I was going to say, Chris just like kind of mellows everything out.
See, Ashley knows me so well.
All I heard is you have low T.
Really? You're going to twist it like that?
That's all I heard is you bring everybody down.
My goodness.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
You just can't allow somebody to compliment me, huh?
That's fair. Yeah. That is 100% fair. So, Ashley, Chris and I both agree Dylan Gabriel should start. Why can't the Browns see what seeming like everybody in Cleveland can see that Joe Flacco is not all there right now?
Well, it's an interesting question, a big debate discussion, obviously. But can I disagree with you guys really quick and why I think it's why I think it still is an okay move for them to stick with Joe? Mainly it has to do with the very, very, very difficult part of this schedule that they are in right now. And look, like, I think in theory, you could say, like, next week, okay, we're going to throw Dylan Gabriel into the fire against the Vikings team that, look, right now I think the Vikings are very beatable. Of course, there's the issue they're going to be in London or overseas, I should say, for a week longer than the Browns will have. But we've been talking for months and months and months about the first six games of this schedule and how the Browns would be better served by having a veteran quarterback, somebody that can handle all the pressure. Like, the flip side of that, we had this whole discussion yesterday. Imagine, like, Dylan Gabriel, if they wait to start him until week six in Pittsburgh, and that's, like, his first start. That feels just like asking for trouble to me, quite honestly. So the flip side of all this to me, though, is I think this...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Would have been the perfect stretch of games to throw Kenny Pickett in. Like, if his hamstring was feeling good, it's kind of why I wasn't a fan of them getting rid of Kenny Pickett and just tossing him out for another fifth round pick. Because I do think this is where it would have been beneficial, because Kenny is more mobile than Joe Flacco. Obviously, he's younger. Obviously, he would have no problem stepping under the bright lights and playing a game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road if you needed him to. But I think the biggest issue for me is it's been unfortunate watching this defense play so, so well for the most part through three games, and the team overall just being hindered by an immobile quarterback. So while I'm like, okay, things might get better with Dylan, like, I don't think – they have the necessarily the right veteran piece that you could have thrown in before Dylan instead of rushing him. So that's my biggest thing. Like, I think things could be better than Flacco, but I think he still might kind of be your best option through this tough opening stretch.
So my question would be, what do the Browns think that Dylan can't do that Joe can do at this stage?
That's a good question because, you know, I think the thing with Dylan and what they like about him is his processing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what we've heard of time and time again. We've seen it. Everyone saw it at the end of the first half of that last preseason game that he played, and he leads this amazing two-minute drive. But I do think the flip side to that is still just like, you haven't seen him do it in a real game. So, like, we're always cautious when we see these guys and what they do in the preseason because it still necessarily isn't real. Like, Dorian Thompson-Robinson looked amazing in preseason games as a rookie. Now, I think Dylan Gabriel is better than Dorian Thompson-Robinson, but look, a lot of this is still new to him. Like, I do think still we should see him sooner rather than later. I'm personally just not a big fan of throwing him against the Detroit Lions and Aiden Hutchinson, especially when you have tackle problems on both sides of the line right now. So I think that's the other piece of it, too, like the protection for him and how is that going to be? Can Joe just withstand some of these negatives a little bit better? But yeah, really, like, in terms of what they need more from him, they've been so complimentary of him. It's not like Shedeur Sanders where we can point to certain things and say, okay, they want X, Y, and Z from him in terms of pre-snap stuff and his processing, and they need to see him improve with all of that. Dylan, we haven't heard those same things. So that is an interesting point, a counterpoint to all of this.
Ashley, when we talk about a functional offense, I feel like if they just had a functional offense, one, they would probably be 2-1, and they would be 2-1. And two, I think we'd feel a lot better about the direction of where this thing's going. What? Yeah. How many points per game is that? Like, how many points per game do they need to score each week to give that defense a chance to win?
I mean, I think you need to score, truthfully, at least 21 points a game. Like, at least that would be my bare minimum number that you're in a safe range. And yeah, the functional is the key word here, and it's kind of been the word, I think, for this offense since last year. It's brutal to watch at times, especially with, again, how well this defense is playing. But I think you need to score at least 3 touchdowns against some of these teams, and I'm saying that as like an offense. And then it's great if your defense or special teams can get some additional points on the board for you. But yeah, right now it's like you're just not scoring enough points compared to the Detroit Lions, who you're about to play, who have scored 90 points. They've been outscored like 90-30 by the Lions over these last 2 weeks.
So would you settle for 15?
I would settle for 15. Why not?
10?
Yeah.
No, brutal. Like, okay. That's what I mean. It's so
picky.
Brutal. Like this is brutal, guys. Yeah. Like, this, that low of points, it makes it tough. We're literally seeing it before our eyes how hard it is to win a football game in the NFL when you are not scoring with, I think this is the best defense in the league right now. It's definitely the best defensive front in the league right now in my eyes. And they're playing so well, and you still have 2 losses. And to top it off, this is the other key point here. We know that Bengals defense was bad, right? They put up 16 points against them or whatever. And then you play the Ravens, and I think that loss is going to age poorly as well, in terms of maybe in, I don't know, 8-9 weeks, we're going to be looking at that Ravens defense, especially their secondary, and being like, okay, these guys really aren't on the same level at all. You certainly should be able to score more than 17 points against them. So that's the other part of it. Not only have they just been not functioning, it's been not functioning against 2, I would argue, not so great defenses.
Ashley, I think a lot of people felt coming into this season that the defense would be the backbone of the Browns, but I don't know how many people expected this. So what would you say is the greatest contributing factor to the defense becoming this?
I really think it's the interior pressure. Like, that to me looks night and day different. This team has struggled over the last 4 or 5 years to really get good D-tackle production. I think a few years ago they thought Dalvin Tomlinson was going to be their big get. Well, I don't think Dalvin Tomlinson quite fit the Jim Schwartz scheme the way that a Malik Collins does. Malik Collins has played in this attack style front for his entire career. These guys obviously saw Mason Graham and said, you know, Michigan didn't do that with him, but we think he can do it. And it turns out they were right. And he, like, obviously has put in the work and he's changed his body composition and all these things. But I really think what we're seeing is pressure being created up and down that line to the point that it is allowing Myles Garrett to play a bit more freely. Now, the Packers were doing some crazy things against him that obviously I think we all saw. He left, but he still left their left tackle screaming at Jordan Love to run bloody murder. So, like, I think for me, that's really where it starts. It starts with the front of this defense and that interior that was such an, you know, not necessarily an issue for them over the last few years, but not a strength either. It was just kind of middling. They finally, like, figured it out, and it's still not even whole yet because they don't even have Mike Hall in there.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com on the fan hotline here. I can count off the top of my head through the first three games, six rookies that have made significant impacts early in the season. Most years we don't get one this early in their career. So if I ask you to pick which rookie has impressed you the most through the first 3 weeks and obviously camp and all that, what would you say?
I think right now I'm going to go Carson Schwesinger. I mean, I just think he's been absolutely dynamite. I thought he was going to be good, and I think he's looked even better. And I also will say, like, that still is a difficult decision. I think Harold Fannin has played really well. I thought Quinshon Judkins in his second game played really well this past week, and he's only going to continue to grow. And, I mean, you see his running style, and it's like, man, that can really open up some things for this offense. And obviously, I talked about Mason Graham already, but for me, Carson, just because of his production, I mean, he led the team in tackles this past weekend. He got his first sack, and as I described it as I was watching it, I'm like, he just chased Jordan Love across the field like a maniac. Like, he just plays with his hair on fire. And it seems like some of, like, what opposing offenses do has already slowed down for him, which for me, I think that's always really impressive when you see a rookie with that strong of a grasp. And in his case, a strong of an, enough of a grasp to actually call the defense for them.
Ashley, at this point, we don't know about Dylan Gabriel. We don't know about Shedeur Sanders. But during Andrew Berry's tenure, quarterback has been the glaring weakness. It's the one thing that he hasn't gotten right, basically. Now you've got all these other rookies that are contributing. When you're evaluating Andrew Berry, can his tenure be successful?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If he doesn't get the quarterback right.
Chris, this is such an existential question. Oh my goodness.
Would you expect anything different from me though?
No, like you're agitating me because it's a Wednesday and I have to think so hard.
No, now I understand. I also get agitated by Chris.
Right? No, you know what? I think you can look at it and I don't know. Like, I guess you can make the argument for no, just because quarterback is so important. But at the same time, like, you think about where this team was the rebuilding years and, you know, how many spots they seem to have filled this year. And I certainly think you can look and say, well, this draft class seems very successful so far. I actually think even if both quarterbacks would not pan out here, that you can look at these core pieces they have from their 2025 draft class and say, that was some really good team building. I think it's perfectly fair, though, to critique Andrew Berry for the Jed Wills pick, for the Deshaun Watson trade, right? Like all these other things that haven't worked out. And look, if quarterback's the most important thing in the NFL and that's the most important tool in evaluating a GM, I see how that argument gets made, but I still like don't quite think it's the only thing, right? And another thing he's really good at, managing the cap, obviously, which we talk about more in the offseason. But I do think you can still consider certain things a success. I feel like I talked around an answer there, but you talked around a question at me first, so I think I'm okay too.
Ashley, you got Detroit coming up on Sunday. What does this game come down to for the Cleveland Browns?
So the interesting wrinkle in this game that I'm curious to see if it plays a factor, I talked about this on our podcast this week, this idea of, like, obviously, like, the Lions have a really talented offense, right? They have a very aggressive defense. I think the Browns' defense is obviously playing better right now, and they're statistically better. But for me, I just wonder if the Browns' defense can keep this close, if something weird procedurally or game management-wise is really going to be how this is determined. And I just keep thinking about that because I thought the Browns against the Packers did an expert job, obviously, on that play to get set and spike the ball and obviously not get called for a penalty to even set themselves up for a game-winning kick. On the flip side, the things you constantly hear Detroit fans complain about in regards to Dan Campbell is the game management, the aggressiveness on fourth down. You know, I'm watching the Monday night game the other night, and my first thought when Montgomery scores that 31-yard touchdown with about 90-ish seconds left, I'm like, he shouldn't have scored there. He should have just stopped and gotten the first down. Because I've watched the Cleveland Browns lose a game in 90 seconds when they were up two scores. So, like, it didn't come back to bite them. But sometimes I do think Detroit doesn't necessarily have the best handle. Like, they want to take risks, and it doesn't always pay off. The Browns, like, are very smart at that part of the game. So I think if they could keep it close, I'm curious if they could win that part of the game, too, if that would kind of be the recipe for an upset. But look, I think truthfully, the defense, to keep themselves in it, you have to attack Jared Goff at the point of attack. They just have so many offensive weapons. It's going to be hard to account for everyone. So I think you have to be disruptive up front at the very beginning.
Ashley, you're the best as always. Really appreciate you. And hopefully this time next week, we're talking about 2-2 Cleveland Browns.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, it's so much more fun to talk after a win, right?
It was so much easier. Monday was so much easier. And you had the Guardians there.
It's a layup.
It's a vibe. It's an absolute vibe.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. I don't think I used vibe right. I think when I said vibe, she was like, I'm out. Like, I don't like
You've
the way you use the vibe. Why?
Because how
don't
old
be
did you
so
turn
mid?
How, oh, my gosh. How old did you turn yesterday?
I'm going to be honest with you. I think you crossed the threshold.
You cannot say Riz.
The T about okay? you is you've
you
lost
cannot
your
say
Riz.
Mid.
Okay.
I know all these terms, but I don't use them.
You know what you're not?
Because I know that I have my limitations.
I'll tell you right now what you're not. You're not 6'7".
Wow. This is outrageous.
We'll react to what Ashley had to say about the Browns.
Just because your kids say them doesn't mean you say them.
I disagree.
You can understand them and you can communicate with them.
Uh-huh.
But no, you've crossed the threshold about 10 years ago.
I think you
for
did.
Using some of these terms there, Graybeard.
You play like your job. You're not around cool people because it's the NBA. No cool points in the NBA, right? Not a hip sport
You're
at all.
Right.
Not young, fashionable folks. So you don't know what I know. I'm in the epicenter of culture in Medina, the Wadsworth area. And again.
Yeah, when I think hip and cool, I think farm boy.
Yeah. No. Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. We'll react to what Ashley had to say in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I continue to come back to there's this space between what Dylan Gabriel does and what Joe Flacco does and readiness and all this other stuff. And it's like, well, Joe's not giving you a chance in this stretch.
Right.
How are we not just, and I think Ashley did acknowledge it, but like that seems to be a piece we moved to the side far too quickly in this conversation. If it's like, guys, if Joe had this thing functional, which honestly is closer to like 17 points a game, not even, I think she said 20 to 21. If we were just functional, no one would be thinking about Dylan Gabriel right now. The Browns themselves are thinking about Dylan Gabriel because that was the word going into the Packers game. And I was honestly surprised they didn't go to Dylan halfway through that game.
I just think if the goal, Nick, is to win games, I don't know how people say that Joe Flacco is giving you a chance to win games.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not. I mean, everything has been about, hey, defense, please, please be Superman.
Yeah. Well, not just that. What I think frustrates me is, because the idea is Joe keeps you competitive, right?
Supposed to.
Okay, but the whole point from Kevin for week to week is just keeping the locker room engaged, keeping them believing that they can win. And that is the value of this Green Bay win. And I understand maybe in their mind, well, that extends Joe's window or his leash out a little bit. But okay, what if we focus so much on this perfect timing. This is the perfect time to go from one guy to another. That doesn't exist. It's the NFL.
Right.
Like this idea that there's a pie in the sky. Do you think the Giants think this is the ideal moment to go to Jackson Dart?
No.
Or do you think they're like, oh, crap, the you-know-what hit the fan. We got to find this out real quick. I guess my frustration is if you hold on to Joe too long and the team stops believing they can win with him, that is as disastrous as going to the quarterback, oh, it's too early and they think this is about evaluation instead of winning.
Right, and the other thing, Nick, is if the guys in the locker room do believe that Joe gives them a better chance and they can win with Joe, that is not in any way based on what he's done in the first 3 weeks. That's based on reputation. That's based on his football card. That's based on his history. This is a 40-year-old quarterback. Nobody should be that surprised that a 40-year-old quarterback looks like a 40-year-old quarterback. This isn't Tom Brady now. Yep. You know what I mean? That was an outlier. That was somebody who just defies logic. This is usually what it probably looks like when you're talking about a 40-year-old quarterback. This isn't 37-year-old Joe Flacco. This isn't 35-year-old Joe Flacco. This is 40-year-old Joe Flacco who in the first 3 weeks has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. And the only ones that are even in the same conversation as Joe are either rookie quarterbacks or like second year quarterbacks.
And when the Browns made Dylan the backup, they told you they were comfortable playing him early in the season because
right.
he's one hit away from that happening organically.
Yes. A backup quarterback's job is to go in whenever the organization needs that guy to go in, provide a spark, maybe be an improvement. Dylan Gabriel is the backup quarterback. They decided that they were going to move on from Kenny Pickett and they were going to make Dylan the backup quarterback. So you have to give him the backup quarterback responsibilities.
I would almost say, and not almost, I'm gonna remove the qualifier. People in town are thinking about Dylan Gabriel the way we should be thinking about Shador. the Browns have told you by saying he's not going to play this year. What they really mean is he's not going to play as long as we have a chance to win.
Right.
He's the evaluation guy. He's the guy that you're going to have. Hey, when the you-know-what hits the fan, then we're going to go to Shador for three games to see what we have for the next year, the way the Eagles did with Jalen Hurts in 2020. Dylan's the guy that can be part of winning now. And listen, there might be scenarios where this one might be more a better scenario than this one, but it's the NFL. It is sink or swim, and Dylan Gabriel is someone's grandpa. All right? It is time. I've heard that. I've heard he has grandchildren already. He's already tapping into his 401k. He's living the good life. Like, this isn't... And by the way, the whole idea that Shador was a developmental guy when he played 40 games in college was insane. But that was juxtaposed to Dylan, who played damn near 60 games in college.
And the things that you like about Dylan, or the things that the Browns like about Dylan, are like kind of advanced quarterback-related things that aren't usually synonymous with rookies.
Yeah.
They talk about his processing. They talk about his ability to read defenses.
It's the intangibles.
Yeah, but it's like advanced quarterback stuff. You know, if he was 21 years old or 20 years old and he didn't have a whole bunch of starts in college and he didn't play in a whole bunch of offenses in college and he didn't play against a variety of defenses in college, and I know none of that was the NFL, but that's part of what makes him a little bit more ready than some other rookies from past years.
What should we make of the Browns' win over Green Bay? How do you handle the quarterback situation? Ross Tucker tells us it all. Odyssey NFL Insider in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.